Hello and welcome to Lifetime on Court, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
I am Krista Hansen.
Yeah, you
Krista
are.
Krista Hansen.
Hello.
In my house. Yeah. In the house.
In the house. Yeah. In your house. In all the houses.
In all the houses.
In anyone's in house who's listening right now.
Exactly.
Or your car. Or work. Or wherever.
Yeah.
Just enjoy wherever. Us wherever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Canada.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
That's a host.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Krista, I can't believe you're here. I'm so
excited. I know. I'm excited, too.
It's so funny because, you know, I see you all the time.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, yay, there's Krista. This is how exciting. And you're a very, very busy person.
So
I'm always like, oh, I want to ask her to come on the podcast, but I know she's so busy. I don't want to trouble her. And then when I asked, you were like, duh, of course.
Yes, of course.
I'm penciling you in right now. Yeah. Or no, you wrote it in pen.
Oh, yeah. No.
You're like, this it's on.
This was an ink. Absolutely.
Yes.
It's on.
So
let's
I'm
do it.
So happy you're here. Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a homecoming queen in high school?
No. No, I was not. I did a lot of things in high school, but
right.
Homecoming Queen was not, I didn't really fit that description.
Gotcha.
So we'll put it that way.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past you to be Homecoming Queen. You know, you're a very popular person.
I did a lot of things, but I'm not.
You're blonde?
I'm not. I am, but I'm not Homecoming Queen material, really.
More like class president. Like that type of
Sure.
Yes.
Great. National Honor President and those kinds of things.
No big deal.
And a band geek, you know.
Right.
I lived for, you know, the arts things. I also, you know, played tennis and I did a lot of different things and I had a lot of different groups of friends.
Right. Social
but, butterfly. But a homecoming queen would not have been on the list of things. I was probably friends with the queen in her court.
Right.
Although, honestly, at this moment, I don't remember who it was.
Couldn't remember any of mine either.
No.
Wait. Yes, I do. I think it was my bestie, actually, now that we're talking about this.
Oh,
wait,
my best friend from high school. I mean,
no
who I
deal.
Don't actually talk to very much
anymore,
but I still love her dearly. So,
okay. Yes,
I mean, I think it was maybe her.
So you're homecoming adjacent. Now,
yes, good.
Did your homecoming queen kill anybody to get the crown?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But we've drifted apart since then, so she might not have confided in me.
Sure.
Yeah. That was just how we did it. That was how that worked. That's how the whole homecoming thing.
I know. Yeah. Me too. That was my school.
Yeah. It's like a battle royale sort of situation.
And Drew, you might be wondering why we're talking about Homecoming Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because the movie we're covering today is called Home Killing Queen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there will be killing. There will be homecoming. It will be high school.
So
yes.
Oh, so this is like a first for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The title actually is like what it's about.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Very on the nose.
Yes, it's very on the nose.
It hasn't been that way for these last few.
Right. They've been kind of just random titles that don't have anything to do with the movie.
Okay.
But it's more of a. You're like,
did I kill my mother?
Did I kill my mother? Sounds great. I want to watch that. Did they kill their mother? Has nothing to do with killing anyone.
No.
Okay.
You know?
No one dies.
Yes. So we are talking about
Home
Killing Queen. But before we do that, we have business at the top. So we haven't been doing our business at the top. Shame on me.
Shame on
you, Patrick.
Shame on you. And shame on me for not reminding you to
I know.
Do that.
Hashtag business.
Hashtag business. Business.
Right? So during business time, we are not silly, okay? We're very businesslike. We have our suits on.
We have our business suits on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I need a British accent for this?
Oh, might.
That'd be great.
You might. Yeah.
So rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. We've actually been getting a lot of reviews, and I have one today, and I'm going to have Krista read it because we all know that I'm illiterate. It's the first review there. 5 stars. Thank you. There's no emojis in this one, but that's totally fine because the review is actually very nice.
Okay, great.
Okay, this is called Fun, Cute, Relaxing, 5 stars by Constructed Screen Name. I love this podcast and look forward to a new episode every Thursday. It's a relaxing part of my nighttime routine. Binger here. Hearing Patrick and his guest recap and gently roast some of these so bad it might be good movies for producer Drew, who hasn't seen it and often aghast at the atrociousness. Do you true. Do you get often aghast? I'm excited.
I get angry sometimes.
It's always lighthearted and good-natured, and somehow they always get great guests. Patrick and Drew are a great team, and this pod always leaves me feeling good.
That's okay. So nice.
Isn't that amazing?
That is super sweet.
That's so nice. It's funny that they say that we're, we keep it light. Like, we kind of roast these movies.
Sure, because I feel like we go hard.
I disagree with that. I think we usually...
Hey, well, you know, some people say, you know, we're too mean. Some people say we're fine.
You can't make them all happy.
No, you can't make everyone happy.
But we made this person happy.
Go with your feelings. Go with your gut. You know, if you have an emotional response to the movie in question, you should discuss it.
Yeah.
I certainly will.
Oh, yeah. So speaking of great guests, yes, we have Krista here. Great guest. Okay, so thank you for the review. Write a review, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Tell your friends to listen to the podcast, all that stuff. Okay, business over. Great. Business is done.
We're not serious now.
Now we're allowed to be silly.
Now I got my Hawaiian shirt on.
Yes, we were so serious right there. Can I just say?
Really.
I felt like I was in school.
I felt real weird.
I felt like I was in high school, Home Killing Queen. We're back in the movie. Okay, let's talk about the movie.
Home Killer Queen.
So the movie stars Ashley Jones, Caitlin Bernard, and Kaylee Shekinaki. I don't know how to say that.
Shekinai.
Oh, thank you, Drew. Yes, you have. You know. Great. So jumping into the movie.
I know Japanese, you see.
Oh, good.
I don't.
No.
I know.
Wonderful. So, okay, we're jumping in. We are in high school. And yes. I was like, okay, great. We are totally in high school. It was like very Mean Girls-y at the top. It had like mm-hmm. that like girly music. It's like, na, 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 na.
And it's the start of senior year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. And this girl's getting out of the car. Players. She's like looking at all the people. She's like, oh, these people are losers. And her friend's like behind her with her backpack. She's like, yeah.
This is every high school movie ever that's...
Right?
This is the start of every single high
You know, walking through campus, like, you know, with your, mm-hmm. like, little shades on and your cute outfit.
The principal starts making the announcements, right? Yes.
Totally just setting you up. And I was like, oh, God, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go, a high school movie.
Okay.
Oh, great. Because it's kind of weird that Lifetime does high school movies because the demographic is not high school students.
Right.
But this was very much geared to high school. Like, if I was in high school... I would have like modeled my life after this movie.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm frightened by that.
I know. I don't want to tell you guys what I did to be home killing queen, but it was killing. So.
But I killed people. I killed people to get there.
You know, just when you think it's a normal high school thing, we have Whitney. She's the blonde girl, the blonde pretty girl. And she is.
Whitney. Okay. Yes.
She's like.
I was going to guess, before I looked at the thing, I was going to guess Ashley.
Ashley, sure. They're both kind of
That's what I would be. Yeah, like an Ashley. A Whitney.
Absolutely.
Isn't it played by Whitney's Ashley? Isn't that her name?
Probably.
Isn't there an Ashley in the
cast? It's probably Ashley Whitney.
Connie. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Connie. Her mother is played by someone named Ashley. Oh. Ooh, the irony.
Oh, boy. Crazy. So Whitney is like walking around school, like kind of like pushing people in lockers and stuff like that. You know, she's like the mean girl. We're setting that up real hard at the top. And she has a flash to a time in the past. We see a girl running in the woods and she's just like running. Uh-huh. And then I guess she gets like an asthma attack.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's what it seems to me. Well, and it says this all starts because the principal's making his little announcements. And he comments on the passing of Abby Kirk. I think her last name is Abby Kirk.
Oh, okay.
Right. So he says, you know, that we're very sad about, you know, the passing of Abby Kirk, mm-hmm. who had been this like student council president and really, you know, super kid, I guess. Yeah. So
she might have been Krista.
She might have been me. I could have died, is really what this comes down to.
You could have been murdered.
I could have died.
Yes. So we see her running through the woods. She's like having her asthma attack. She goes for like her inhaler and then you see like, I don't know if someone knocks it out or she can't get it because Whitney's there in the woods just randomly, like standing over her and like just watches her suffocate to death.
Right. just watches her die.
Okay.
So Abby is asking Whitney to help her, and she doesn't. I think that,
is
of
that
course,
murder?
Whitney had something to do with the asthma attack and the inhaler, because she does use the inhaler. So I think something is not right.
We get no
the
clarification on this,
yeah.
by the way.
That's the only flash you get.
Great.
It's just like setting her up like, oh,
it
wait.
It sets Whitney up to be already a murderer, I think, from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. We know she's the home killing queen, for
she
sure.
She is in it to play, people.
Yes.
She gonna play.
She also bullies her other classmate by like sending mean Snapchats about them. Like she like takes a picture of her like bending over or something and like her underwear showing, something stupid.
Oh.
And not to the girl, of course, she was very upset. Mm-hmm. But then she sends it to the whole class, and in class the everyone's like, ha ha ha.
Man, you imagine being like, because I can't imagine that being in high school and having
social media
devices.
Terrible.
No, I thought of that most of the time I was watching this movie because of the way social media and even the internet is used in this movie. I was very grateful that it was not around when I was in high school. Yeah. We didn't have the internet.
No.
It didn't exist. So I was really happy about that when I was watching this movie because I was like, this is terrible. And I bet some of this is really happens all the time. Some of this happens.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
So the girl like runs out of the classroom. Oh, by the way, the teacher like doesn't care that any of this is happening. He's just like teaching his class and like thanking Whitney for his projector that he got. He got some fancy thing. He's like, thanks for the projector. You are on your way to homecoming queen, young lady. And she's like, thank you. She's like waving. So the girl runs out, and then this
rich family,
this other girl runs after
her. Are we to like understand that like
it's bribery?
Okay. Her family bought this fancy microscope thing for the classroom.
So the girl runs out to the bathroom. She's crying. And then another girl follows her. And I'm looking for, her name's Natasha.
Okay.
She is a POC, Drew.
Oh, okay.
And that is very important because Lifetime doesn't like to put POCs in this role. This would usually be the pretty blonde girl, and the bad girl would be a brunette. You know?
Absolutely.
So we have the pretty blonde girl in the villain role, and then like a POC, kind of like cool... I'm trying to explain her, but I can't. She just looks like a cool person, you know?
She just looks cool.
She just looks cool.
Much cooler than the blonde person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, her style is, like, more, like, not so high maintenance.
Yeah,
she's just, like, hanging out. Anyways, so she follows the girl who's getting bullied, and she's like, okay, don't worry. Like, you know, remember my life? Remember what happened to me with Whitney? And the girl's like, I don't really. And she's like, oh, really? Okay, let me just break it down. I crashed a car into the bleachers on the football field. No big deal. And I was like so high on Oxycontin. And, you know, then I had to go to rehab. And you don't remember this? And the girl's like, I kind of remember that. Maybe. You know?
It's like, I think people would remember that.
People would absolutely remember that.
That would be like, yeah. That'd be everything. Like if that happened in high school, just be like, yes.
Yes, but basically Whitney makes fun of this girl for being an Oxy addict. And she's like, Oxy girl.
Hey, Oxy girl.
Hey, Oxy girl.
And she's, at this point, what, 2 years sober? So she went through rehab and she's all on the better
anymore.
Path for her or whatever. Now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, Whitney will just take anything from people just to like tear them down to like build herself up. Right?
A little psychopath.
So in case, so it's Whitney equals bad, in case we have not painted
so
this
just,
well enough
just
from the
it
beginning.
Down. Put,
this is not
it.
A suspense movie. You know from the beginning who the bad person is in the film.
Yep.
Right? So there's no like,
and she's
I thought, you know,
bad,
I thought
bad.
Maybe we would have this sort of mystery on our hands, and that is not at all how this is written. You know immediately. And so you just are
there's
gonna,
a comfort in that.
Yeah,
you know, there's
I,
a comfort.
I suppose.
Sure.
I suppose that's true.
And it's like, how bad will she be?
Right. Yeah. So now we're
and
we're
it
just,
turns out, it's like pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
And and her family pretty bad. So there's like all sorts of
So what's interesting here is like we then see the family because it's like, how did she get this way? And her family is also just the worst. Her mom is a former homecoming queen, very proud. Oh, also her grandma, former homecoming queen. They are a line of homecoming
queens.
Queens.
Of homecoming queens.
And you know, can I just say right here? No one cares about homecoming queen. You care about prom queen. Prom queen's where it's at.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Like, I could name a prom queen right now.
I could not.
No?
Yeah, I couldn't either.
I could not.
Was it you?
I wish.
I couldn't name our prom queen because I was a prom king, and I don't care.
True.
I don't care about... No, I'm just kidding.
I would believe that Drew is the prom king. No. I would have voted for you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you are my podcast, so...
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, it just seems weird. And then the mom and the grandma, who I didn't write their names. I'm just going to say Whitney's mom and Whitney's grandma, because who cares?
Sure.
They're, like, also this very, like, trying to be perfect. Like, the mom's like, my time has passed, and now it's your time, too daughter. Bad.
Right.
And yeah. They're very dramatic. All this is, like, hyper
everything is
melodrama.
Yes, mm-hmm. Very,
like,
very
almost
much.
Telenovela.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the grandma is completely put together, very, like, pretty put together, but they, for some reason, gave her a cane, which I didn't understand why until the end of the movie. And
right.
I, because she doesn't, like, I don't know, she sort of, like, slams it more than uses it to actually walk. So it was
really... Is it like a power staff?
Like, that's kind of,
she,
yeah.
She uses it as a weaponry later, but...
I brought a clip for you, Drew.
Okay.
Because I just want you to get the vibe that we're going for here.
I think I know, but I do want to hear it.
So I'm going to play this for you. It's just, this is Whitney and her mom just talking.
Okay.
It's a little bit later than what we're talking about, but it will give you an idea of how it's going down.
Gifts was going to lock in the wind. Now all the other candidates want to lock me out.
I will take care of it, Whitney.
How?
Just trust me.
If I don't become homecoming queen, then I'm just going to be like everyone else, and I don't want to be like everyone else.
Whitney, you need to calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down. Whitney! Who is that?
Probably your father. He's bringing your shawl you left. It's
just
time.
Yelling.
Exactly.
Everyone just is yelling. There's lots of yelling and screaming.
So
and
Whitney knocked over a plant in that scene. That's what we're.
It didn't even. What's hilarious? Say, it didn't even break. Like
no, it doesn't. No. The dirt
it was
falls
just like,
out.
Ting, clanking, yeah. Clanking.
No, and I have to say that this clip was really good because one of my comments about this movie for the whole thing is the underscore. In this movie is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. The amount of drama, the underscore itself yes. tries to enter every conversation as this boom, 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 yes. You know, stuff to it. Yep. And it's just, it's terrible.
Terrible. Just in case you are in the other room and you need to know something dramatic happened.
Right. Boy, you
you're
can
like,
tell.
Oh, something.
Except that it was
happening.
The entire movie was
the
music
entire,
of that nature.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So Natasha, the OxyContin girl, she decides that she's had enough of Whitney's bullying and she is going to run for homecoming.
Get it.
Yeah.
She tells her mom and her mom's like, oh, I don't know. You have a job and you got things to do. Like, do you really want to take this on?
And really doesn't matter.
Right.
It really never.
And
no,
Natasha's like, I'm going to show her. So she gets her little like clueless outfit, you know, like she's got like a little midriff, a little plaid skirt.
Got it.
Kind of like Britney Spears vibe.
Sure.
And she's got heels on. Her hair is all like cool. And she's got like crazy like makeup going.
Mm-hmm.
And she walks in. She walks up to Whitney and she's like, may the best bitch win. And Whitney's
okay,
like,
wait.
What?
And then here's my other thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was like in your high schools, but I do not recall that people who wanted to run for homecoming queen, like, signed up and campaigned for this. Was that a thing? Is that what happened in your high schools?
I honestly don't know how any of that worked.
Yeah,
I just assume it was straight murdering.
Yeah, they,
straight murdering.
Yeah.
They have booths.
They do.
Right? So they have these little, like, everyone has a booth that all the five candidates or whatever, right, have this booth.
This is for homecoming queen?
For mm-hmm. homecoming queen that, like, they have pass out buttons and they literally do, like, a voting campaign for this in the time, in the weeks leading up to homecoming.
You know, they could.
I find it very weird.
Probably, like, in the South.
They could have had that, and I just didn't notice.
I remember a list coming, and then we voted, but that's it.
Really? I don't know. Like,
definitely
I don't even know how it was decided. I just was, like, all of a sudden it was homecoming, and then it was like, oh, and here's the homecoming queen. I'm like, ha, okay.
Yes.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, who knows? I mean, you know, like.
I don't know.
I'm skipping classes, smoking cigarettes, because I'm a bad boy.
Bad,
oh,
bad.
My
so
goodness.
I you know,
you and Whitney might have been best friends then.
We might have.
A bad girl, and you're a bad boy.
But I was like a nice guy. I just didn't. There's classes I didn't want to go to.
Right. Oh boy. Okay.
I'd much rather smoke.
If you're expecting like, you know, a Heathers or like a Jawbreaker type of vibe going on now, because we've set up it's like a dark comedy type of thing, you'd be wrong. That's not what's happening here. We get like a weird turn here at this point. Like Whitney goes to her home and she like takes out a body fat percentage.
Oh my gosh.
Thing,
oh, right.
No. Checks her body fat, gets on the scale, and like then she's like, oh, there's a poll going on, like an online poll of like who's gonna be homecoming queen, and then she like goes and throws up because she's losing.
Okay.
You know, and
well,
I'm like, why do
she,
we?
She binge eats. She's bulimic.
Right. Yeah.
She binge eats and then she goes and makes herself throw up. So,
they're adding in an eating disorder.
But we don't talk about it anymore.
No,
it's just
no,
like a thing.
There's no discussion of it at all. It happens in this one scene and that's it. That's all we.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, Lifetime. I thought we fixed this problem. We didn't fix eating disorders, but we fixed problematic. You know, depictions of them in your movies, and then we do this. I'm like, did you not listen to the series we just did with Rebecca?
Yes, I know, right?
You know?
They didn't.
Rebecca came in and talked about this already.
Exactly. Lifetime, get it together.
Come on.
Oh, boy. It made me very angry, and I was like, it was just super casually in there. And
yeah, it was very non-dramatic. It's the one of the few moments in this movie that is not dramatic.
Because the only time that didn't have music is just like,
right.
Yes, Whitney is like, she gets upset. Because she's, you know, in the poll and Natasha's gaining on her. She's not even losing.
Right.
Natasha is not winning in the poll. She's gaining on Whitney. And so she has a quick hissy fit and eats a box of something. We don't even know what that is. And then she runs into the bathroom, throws up, and then she decides to enact some revenge on Natasha.
Right. That's crazy. Totally not cool.
No.
Not cool, Lifetime.
No.
So no thank you to that. But I guess what they're trying to do is like showing Whitney's spiral, because then she breaks the plant and we see all that and she's having these dramatic outbursts with her mother and grandmother and just like freaking out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Speaking of the grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
The grandmother sits Whitney down and her mom's there. They all are like in the little bedroom, like Whitney's bedroom. They sit down. She's like, okay, I have something I want to confess to you. Okay. when I was a young lady, your age, yes, yes, exactly, like lightning, everything.
Right.
She's like, I seduced the richest man in town, and you know, I killed my other husbands because like car crashes happen. So you know, we just fixed that. But now we're in the 1% of the richest people in America, and I did all that so you could have this and become homecoming queen.
Yes. So we learn now that murder is really in her bloodline, because grandma did it twice. She killed two husbands by
how did she
screwing with their cars, which she does not seem to me a person who would know what to do to a car.
No, maybe that's how she hurt her leg.
Or it could be.
You know?
That could
very
well be.
She just like jerked the wheel.
Right.
Notice he wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah, right.
Slowly puts your seatbelt on
honey,
and jerks the wheel.
Don't wear a seatbelt.
Boom.
It's okay.
Yes. And
he
like,
wasn't wearing a seatbelt. And now I have to have a cane.
Yeah. But like no one reacts to this. Like Whitney's not shocked by this. She's like, oh, okay, then I will become homecoming queen. I understand now, you know. And the mom is just like, should we tell her yet? You know,
I know.
I don't know. But
so they tell her.
Yeah, they tell her, and she doesn't care.
Whitney's
mom gets called into the principal's office because she's like trying to win over votes, and the principal gets wind of this.
Bribes.
Students are getting bribes. Even like, vote for Whitney, and I'll give you a PlayStation.
She's giving gifts for bribes.
I would
votes.
Absolutely vote for Whitney.
And instead of
even
like
knowing what I know now, if I get a place,
well, because otherwise she might get bumped off.
Right.
I
mean, yeah.
These are the rules of the game, apparently.
Instead of like apologizing to the principal, she like seduces him to like be like, where it'll be fine. Don't worry.
That's real gross.
And principal's like, okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll turn a blind eye.
Well, he has to be convinced of that.
Yes, yes. And she gets a whole plan later on him to, like, get him where she wants him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because she's sneaky, too.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, all these Whitney's family. It's
the line of the three women is really appalling.
Yeah, just a little line of psychopaths.
Pretty much.
So Natasha, our girl, she has this guy, Garrett. He's like the hunk in school, you know?
A nice guy hunk.
And there's a photo that gets, like, Whitney photoshops a thing of Natasha. So she finds, like, a nudie pic, which is really just someone, like, holding a gigantic pillow in front of them, and they're naked behind it.
Okay.
And she superimposes Natasha's face on it sends it around school.
How would this hurt her?
I guess people would be like, oh, she's, like, you know, an insta-ho.
No. This would not hurt her.
Right. You're like, I'm voting for her.
Like,
that is a great photo.
It's a great photo.
Very artistic. No nudity in the photo, nothing. Right. You know, just like in the, and it's clearly photoshopped.
Right. No, it's clearly photoshopped. It's very skanky. And yes.
Like, yeah. Very obvious. But Garrett is like, for some reason, she thinks that he posted it. And he's like, I did not post it, but I am going to look at all the porn, and I will find that picture.
Yeah, he's like, do you mind if I take it and do this reverse imaging or something on that? And mm-hmm. I'm like, does this actually exist? Mm-hmm. A way to do that? Because
there it is.
The amount of online apps and such that make this movie plot possible is really ludicrous. Because we have this now, right? How he ends up proving she photoshopped the photo.
Yeah. I will say that is
possible.
Yes, that is possible.
Okay. Yeah, but it was just funny that he was like, he was first to volunteer to look at all the porn and reverse image that. He's like, I take that on.
You know what? I will take that burden to look at a bunch of nudes.
Yes.
On the internet.
Oh, boy. So
I'm a principal.
Right. No, Garrett's not the principal bear.
Oh, wait, Garrett.
He's a hunky boy.
Yeah, he's
high school Drew.
He's high school me.
There you go.
Obviously, look at his beautiful blue eyes.
So Whitney's mom, she is enacting her plan, okay? Mm-hmm. So she gets a nanny cam, because it's a Lifetime movie, gotta have a nanny cam. Puts in a hotel room. She's like, principal, come over, and like, let's have some sexy time.
Ooh.
He's married.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
And now she has him on tape.
Yeah. So he comes over. He's like, this is great. Definitely getting homecoming queen now. And of course, she has it on video. So she's going to use it as blackmail. So she calls him or something and sends him the video. And she's like, I'll send this to your wife. You better not. You need to rig this or whatever.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's a threat. Because they were going to investigate Whitney for the bribes and things like that. So basically, they can't investigate her now because he's been threatened.
Is the principal the one in charge of the...
Homecoming queen?
Homecoming queen.
No, the students vote.
That's what I'm...
But you could rig it.
But they're trying to have her removed from contention. They're trying to have Whitney removed from contention.
Oh, okay.
So that she can't even be voted for, right?
Because she's violating the rules.
Because she's... Yeah. Right. Breaking all the rules. But now the principal does not remove her from contention because her mom has this sexy tape of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not that sexy.
It's probably...
No, it was really...
It's probably really rigid and weird.
It was just, like, her hair, like, flowing back and forth.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yes!
It was basically a Garnier shampoo ad. So, whatever.
She's like, oh, you're having sex with me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're having sex with me.
But
boy.
What was really weird about this whole thing was like the mom goes home and she tells Whitney and the grandmother, she's like, guess what I did today, you guys? You're going to be so excited. And they're like, yay, yes, mom.
I fucked your principal.
Yes, right? You did it. Good job, mom. And Whitney's dad is also around. He like lives in the same town and he just like pops by every now and then. He's like, what is wrong with you people? And then he leaves.
Because the one thing that I appreciate about the dad is that they tried, I think, to give Whitney some sort of human quality, because he talks about Whitney, is she off her medication? He says something like that. And then he also talks about when she was young and they made her do the pageant thing. She had a lot of problems with it, the stress.
Oh, so he's kind of, he's part of it. He's like, are you sure?
He's
doing some actual
they're
parenting.
They're divorced. Parents are divorced, but he's trying to actually be like, are you sure you want to do this? You need to go easy. You know how you get with these kinds of things. And so he sort of paints that picture
as the reason I'm divorced you.
It's the reason he divorced the mom is that. Yes. You know, they pushed too far.
That's a good fucking reason.
Yeah, right?
Although he doesn't have, well, never mind. I'm looking into this. Yeah,
you're really psychoanalyzing this.
Yeah. Wouldn't he have custody if
well, that was my thing. I don't know why he didn't.
I don't know why I'm questioning.
They're
this
rich, right? Being, so we have to consider the power of money.
It's
with
true.
This equation,
they're the 1% of America. They're
grandma, yes, grandma and the mom are very wealthy, and he is not. Yes. So
he's just a normie. Yes.
He's a normie. He seems like a nice guy. He's trying to do the right thing. But we do learn in the little snippets with him. They're fairly mundane, but we do learn about Whitney's past struggles, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we clearly have a mental illness happening. We clearly have multiple mental illness because she's bulimic as well, right? And things like that. So,
yeah. Also glossed over,
but yes, but very off to the side, you know. Yeah. we don't want to talk too much about this. Or we might actually have to say the words mental health, but we can't actually have that conversation. So, no.
It's like buzzwords, you know?
Yeah.
So I brought another clip.
They do say it?
No.
No.
Oh, they don't say that.
No, okay. They don't even discuss it at all.
Absolutely not. So I brought a clip of Whitney after she talks to her dad because it's just kind of, you know, the acting in this is just brilliant. amazing. for the listeners who can't see, she's talking to a dolly, okay?
Oh.
Abby's the girl who got killed.
Whitney, help me. I can't breathe. How can I teach Natasha a lesson? Think!
Spooky.
Music.
I got it.
You know?
Spooky music.
And that's the director being like, just act crazy. Just crazy.
Give me the Joker. Give me the Joker.
Yes. Total direction. And I will say, this movie was directed by a man.
Okay.
Written by two female writers. So I think they had an idea of like what a Lifetime movie was and kind of like hit all the tropes. And then the director came in and was like, I'm going to make bold choices. And really took it to a different place than probably the writers intended it to be.
Maybe he, you know, maybe he was a theater director.
Sure,
watch it.
But then, I'm trying to think that like only directed like Kabuki or something.
Oh, nice.
Or like Stumpta. It's like very like dramatic.
Sure.
Like he's like, that's all I know.
I only know
Kabuki.
It seemed like fairy tale novella
to me. Talk to the doll. Yeah. Talk to the doll.
Right. Yeah. Very
I don't know. Talk to the doll.
Right.
Yeah. I don't have time. We don't have time for this. Should we, this shit?
Okay. So Whitney is like, this is when she realizes what Natasha's weakness is, which is Oxycontin, right?
Which she finds out by going online. Right, so this is one of those parts of the movie that I'm like, wait, what? So she goes online, she finds out two really crucial pieces of information. Mm-hmm. One, that Natasha went to jail for having Oxycontin.
Okay.
And
checks out.
That you need, in order to be arrested, you need 150 pills of Oxycontin in order to be arrested. She finds this piece of information out.
That's not true.
The second piece of information she finds out is the neighborhood drug dealer online. He's got a profile.
Like a drug dealing profile?
Like a Facebook for drug dealers.
And literally says, okay. Oh, and here's your neighborhood drug dealer. His name is Jason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, she sets up a date with Jason.
So I'm pretty sure, again, the online components to this, I think one of those things
is legit.
Sure.
Because if she went to jail, that would be a public record.
Why, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The second part, though, you get arrested having over 150. You could get arrested for having one.
Sure.
That's not prescribed to you.
Absolutely.
Like, that's, and like, I mean, if theirs were prescribed, you can have as many as you want, mm-hmm. as many as they prescribe you. But
down there.
Yeah. Woo wee.
Yeah.
Them sweet, sweet.
So fun. So fun. So good when you have surgery.
So much fun.
So, the OxyContin's going to cost $1,000, and Whitney, like, sets up a car meeting with Jason, and she's like, hey.
She gets burner phones and everything. It's yeah. very, very seedy.
She's, like, very flirty
she
with him.
She wears dark sweats mm-hmm. and sweatpants and
yeah.
a baseball cap and she's really going disguises
going
herself.
To buy well. Drugs. She's going to buy drugs.
Right.
Got to put a baseball cap on.
That's right. That's right.
I'm going to buy drugs.
And when she
and
hears
night,
the price tag,
wear
she's like.
Sunglasses.
Yeah. She's freaking out about it. She's like, $1,000? Oh, I don't have that. She has to go to her grandma. Be like, grandma, it's for a good cause. You know, last year I donated to Human Rights Campaign. This year, I'm getting OxyContin to become home with me. Yeah. And the grandma's like, well, yes, that's a great
exactly.
idea.
Grandma's like, told her before, you find that girl's weakness and you exploit it. That was the instruction.
Yeah.
Right?
So that's what she's doing.
So that's what she's doing. And grandma's okay with it.
Yeah. She's
like, gives her the money.
As long as you don't get caught and it doesn't come back to me, you're good.
Right.
Does grandma pull it out of her bra?
Right.
The cash.
She should have. She
yeah,
should
that would
have.
Be out well, of her cane. She up, I would yeah, have she, loved oh, to see her unscrew the top of that cane and just
like,
well,
right.
you know,
bring out wads
if
of
we're
cash.
Going there, if we're going over the top, then might
yes,
as well.
Right?
Might as
or
well.
Or like a Kleenex box that has cash hondos.
Sure.
Like next one.
Well,
next.
Jason
hondo,
gets
please.
Wind of who Whitney is and that she's rich. So he, you know, extorts her for $5,000 instead of $1,000. And she. It's like, where am I going to get $4,000?
That was a really accurate reenactment,
thank
too,
you.
By the way. Beautiful. Yes. Beautifully done.
When she's like, did they show her buying the drugs at all?
No. At this point, she's in her car slamming her forehead against the steering wheel, literally
multiple
screaming,
times.
Where yeah. am I going to get $4,000?
Okay.
Although
okay.
we do see her buy the drugs later. Wait, that part is coming.
It's coming, Drew. Get
it's
ready.
A big plot point.
Get ready.
Here we go.
Okay.
So,
I mean, this is an undercover cop.
She does some more like research online and she learns that fentanyl kills people.
Yes, it does.
So she's like, oh, hey, Jason, by the way, drug dealer, can I just get a little bit of fentanyl too? And she like has the exact milligrams or cc's that she needs to like kill somebody.
Uh-huh.
She's like, that's how much I need. He's like, sure, no problem. No problem. It'll right. be an extra 50
fentanyl
bucks.
Right, kill- yeah.
Fentanyl is like, it's. Like, was it 1 gram could make, like, 1,600 people overdose.
Okay, perfect. Well,
so that's
she,
something
yeah.
like that.
I don't
that's
know
like
what,
1 gram.
I don't know how much she got, but she goes to the car. She's in her outfit again. She's got her cap on. And she's like, she puts, like, some lip gloss on. She's like, Jason, I've never done fentanyl. Can you, like, show me how to do it? She's like, I just... whatever. She like bats her eyes and
right.
everything.
That's the whole thing.
And this yeah. Jason is he's the drug dealer.
Yeah, yeah. And he's okay. like he's like, I'll show you, girl.
Girl, I got you.
I got it. And he gets it out, and then she basically like stabs him with
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
right?
She fills the syringe and then. And she fills the syringe.
Yeah.
So
it's
first
like one
of
those like big like
yes,
cartoony
right?
syringes.
Like,
yes.
First of all, not only is this gonna be an overdose, like this is a ridiculous amount of fentanyl. So yeah. And the police, because he's a drug dealer, they say he OD'd, so there's no investigation whatsoever into his death
right.
at all, in the least.
Sure.
Even though he probably has so much fentanyl in him, it should have caused some red flags to
sure.
go off.
Sure, an alarm. Yeah,
yes.
But
just
here's
a
the
little.
Thing. This is
just
okay.
A
but here's the thing, though. This is a good. It's a good crime because that fentanyl, like, it just shows up sometimes in like heroin.
Yeah,
and stuff. So they make because they make the heroin nice and heroiny. An extra heroiny.
Sure.
You put some fentanyl, like a tiny bit of fentanyl, in there. Ugh. People are like, "This is the best heroin I've ever done." Not that I know. I
what
watch
is fentanyl it. Used for normal?
It's pain.
It's a pain medicine, I think.
Okay,
but
okay.
it's like, it is like.
Intense.
Oosh. Yeah, it is
yikes.
Not. It's for the baddest of pains.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. So there's more to this complicated plan. So she gets the drugs. Now she has to, break into Natasha's restaurant where she works. And it's a family restaurant. The mom's there or whatever. And she makes an imprint of Natasha's key. Okay.
Car key.
Car key.
Yeah.
Then she goes into Natasha's car, plants the drugs. Then she follows her in the car. And then she calls the police and says, I see a drunk driver. You should probably pull her over. And then Natasha gets pulled over, taken into jail. And, you know, she makes bond or whatever. But now she's tainted. She's like, she's back off the wagon or whatever.
Right,
her reputation's ruined. She'll never become homecoming queen.
Yeah.
So
she also does Whitney does all of this in her her family's housekeeper's car without the housekeeper knowing.
Yes.
So she's not in her own car.
The housekeeper knows.
No.
The housekeeper knows.
Okay. Oh, she knows everything. The housekeeper's always
the housekeeper knows has everything. One line in the entire thing, like, which is really
should
weird.
I clean up this this plant that fell?
Should I clean this up later?
And they're like, get out of here.
Oh, she says, thank God that vase didn't break.
Right? Yeah, right.
So Natasha has a detective friend. His name's Mateo. And he's like, hey, you're my friend. Here's some footage of the crime and all the stuff, that, you know, when you got pulled over. And they see the car, the housekeeper's car. Yeah. It has a sticker on it. It's like, whatever high school.
Coexist.
Oh, no. You know, it had that and also and the high school sticker. So then they could find out that it was...
And the license plate.
Yeah, and the license plate. They find out it's Whitney's housekeeper. And the mom is like, all right, we're going to get to the bottom of this, okay? We're not having this. She's like, done with this.
She is, yeah.
And the mom, by the way, we haven't been really talking about her. She's, like, very down to earth. She's, like, the most grounded actor in the whole thing.
Yeah, she's actually the best actor in the entire movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's very...
She's quite good. I actually believed her multiple times.
Absolutely. Yeah. Also, she's dating the Whitney's dad? Or...
Yeah, they want to, but aren't.
Okay. That was weird.
Think. Yeah.
That was a weird thing.
It was they didn't make a definitive enough choice for that relationship, I think.
But. So they all go to Whitney's house and they're like, okay, we have the tape. We have the footage. We know it was you. And the grandma, the mom, and Whitney are like, oh, we're alibis. We were all watching Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And they're like, we're solid alibis.
We were all watching South Park that night.
Exactly. South Park the movie. It has to be a movie, Drew. It has to be long.
South Park the movie. Bigger, longer.
They were watching Titanic. Uncut. Okay, they were watching it all night.
We were watching Avatar.
Oh, God. Never seen it. Never will. Never will. Sorry, James Cameron. Not sorry. I don't want to watch it.
It's a long movie.
I'm very sorry, James Cameron.
No. Don't want to watch it.
It's a long movie.
So Whitney is like, not fazed by this at all. No one cares. And she's like practicing her wave, like literally practicing her wave.
Oh, and they're going to have a party for all of the candidates.
Yes.
At Whitney's house. Except Natasha. For Natasha. She's not going to be invited. No.
Okay.
But Natasha, meanwhile, is piecing everything together. Okay. She's like, you know, hooking up with Mateo. She's like looking into the drug dealer who died. And she's like, that's weird that he OD'd on fentanyl. Like, he didn't do fentanyl. You know? Yeah. And she's like, I used to buy drugs from him and I know him. So she goes to like an old friend of hers, like
another drug dealer.
Yeah. And she's like,
getting out into the streets, girl.
Yes.
Yeah. She confirms that Jason bought or gave drugs to
Whitney.
So she gets the other drug dealer to confirm this, basically.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't actually want to buy drugs from him, so he attacks her.
Yeah.
It's a little...
Oh, that's the store?
That's what happens. Not cool. Like,
no,
what is
she
that?
Escapes, but there's a whole attack moment.
I've never bought drugs before, but, you know, I would feel like they would be really chill. And nice.
I've never bought drugs before either. I'm saying that.
Right, that me neither.
The words that
I
I'm
never
saying.
Have. But usually, what I would think would happen is that the drug dealers would want to hang out with you and just like
they're
be
very,
friends.
They're very chill, cool
be nice.
People. I heard.
Me yeah. too. That's what I've seen in movies before.
This one was not. He thought that she was wearing a wire, so that's why.
Well,
yeah,
he got concerned. But then he literally like basically just
yeah.
Started,
I guess
like,
the ones that
like,
I've heard of
the wall and okay, yeah.
didn't think it was. That they were
all right, okay.
It was violence just for the sake of adding more
drama.
Suspenseful music. I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, Whitney has a friend who's been with her this whole time. The friend with the bad pets that's like, yeah, Yes.
that's
all she does.
Yeah,
but
girl.
She turns her back on Whitney and pairs up with Natasha. She steals some lip gloss, so they're going to get DNA to prove that Whitney killed the drug dealer.
Right.
Okay, so I have the DNA. The results come back. It's a match. And
Natasha crashes
Natasha
the party,
goes
right?
The party, yeah. Right?
So yeah. Natasha crashes the homecoming queen get together at Whitney's.
Mm-hmm. And this ending, you think, is going to be crazy, crazy, right? It's going to be like everyone's going to get murdered and there's going to be a big fight.
Yeah, I thought for sure. I keep waiting for Natasha to die, is really how this movie is sort of set up for you.
I'm waiting for Whitney to just be like all of her crazy, stupid plans.
Right.
She's just going to lose it. She's just going to lose it instead.
She does, but in a different way.
Yeah, it's more like Natasha comes over and she's like
slow clapping.
Okay, I have all this stuff on you. Oh, here are the police. They put her in handcuffs. And she just starts like chanting, like, take charge of your destiny, take charge of your destiny. And she's like freaking out. And the detective's there. And he's like, okay, we're taking her away. The dad shows up and he's like, oh my gosh, my daughter is in really bad shape. What's going on?
It's escalated quickly.
And the grandma and the mom are like blaming each other. They're like, you're terrible.
You're terrible. You're terrible. Yeah.
And
what have I done? It's awful.
Exactly. Yeah.
But not nearly as dramatic as you want it to be after all of the drama they have instilled in it.
Yeah.
Leading up to this point.
Like, I'm still expecting more
that
things.
Was it.
No,
that was it.
That's it. That huh? was it. There's an odd little epilogue.
Yes. Yeah, so after. But, Natasha's mom is making lemonade, and then they all drink lemonade on the couch and laugh.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So we find out that, you know, Whitney's grandmother made bail, and she's home wearing an anklet or something.
Because they're 1%.
Right. So she has to stay in her house, and her dad is like concerned and trying to get her help. And they do mention at this point in time that now they're looking into Abby Kirk's murder,
mm-hmm.
And those kinds of things. And then we find that Natasha actually won, of course, the homecoming queen.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go.
As we expected, she might.
Right, yeah, she probably detective. Yeah. Of course she won.
But it happens literally while drinking lemonade. It's a very odd little scene.
Huh, okay.
The end.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay. So on the podcast, we either pour it up or put a cork in it. We'll start with Krista. What are you going to do to this movie?
Oh, I'm going to put a cork in it.
And why?
I'm too disturbed most of the time by the music to have really invested in the movie.
Sure.
And I think that, you know, I take great pride in being a person who tries to break down the stigma about mental health and mental illness. And I hate it that they really just sort of toss it in there like sprinkles into a drama instead of sort of pointing to it and sort of acknowledging that these are the issues at hand.
Yeah.
And we have ways of, you know, helping people get better from them. And that is more of they allude to it more than actually deal with it. So I would put a cork in it for those
it's
two things.
It's surprising that, like, because usually Lifetime seems to have that, an angle on something like that. So it's like, or Lifetime usually, I guess they've kind of gotten further away from that, but like, or almost like a public service announcement sort of thing, right? Where it's just like, this can happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
They usually are more responsible when it's based on a true story. This is obviously not.
This is, probably not.
Right.
Yeah.
But they had an opportunity with this movie to actually
especially
make
high
a comment for high schoolers. Yeah. About mental illness and those kinds of things, and they chose not to do it.
Nothing.
So yeah.
Drew, how about you?
I'm gonna put a cork in it. I was just expecting more of an ending. Like I didn't. That just
right.
Was like,
yeah.
I was like, and then she fought the cops. And then they had to shoot her
and
or something.
Stab someone?
Anything?
No. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah, because that happens so much in Lifetime movies. The end is just ridiculous bonkers. And, like, it was so over the top where you're, like, expecting it to be crazy. Because all the other homecoming queens potential homecoming queens were there at the party. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
That could have been a bloodbath.
I mean, it could have. It really could have.
Yeah. I'm also going to put a cork in it. I like that it's two female writers who get the genre of Lifetime. They're very much in the genre.
Yeah, they got... I feel like the writing of it sounds like... I mean, of course...
Right, you didn't see it, but
it's like, has that... The cadence.
All the beats were there. Yeah. It just missed the mark. You know, as far as like summing it up, the ending was just not really.
No, they ran. It's
together.
Like they ran out of time and budget.
Yeah,
that's absolutely. That's probably absolutely what happened.
Probably what happened.
Like they didn't have budget to like make do a bloodbath at the end.
Yes, right. And I also did like the POC lead. Yeah. She was good, and like you know, having her in there as like the every woman. Yep. Is very good. That's what we should be doing because, you know, they are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So, but that being said, it still just kind of like left some loose ends. It was like entertaining for me, but still, I gotta cork it.
Yeah. Gotta cork it.
Okay.
Well, there it is.
There it is. So that wraps up our conversation about Home Killing Queen. Now it's time for our favorite segment of This Week and Every Week. Candace Cameron Bure, the segment where we watch Candace's Instagram and we talk about it. So today I have a clip from actually The View. Candace was on The View not super recently. She's been not so active on Instagram because she's filming Fuller House and doing promo for Hallmark and all that stuff. So
there's
she's
more
busy.
Fuller House.
Fuller House has one more season.
Ugh.
Aunt Becky is not in it. Candace won't talk about it. Believe me, I've been looking for her thoughts on that, but you know, you know, not gonna happen. So I have this clip about Candace's past, and we will talk about it. And Chris is not allowed to watch it, so I'll just show it to Drew.
Thanks, because my brother was allergic to the fur on dogs and cats.
What am I doing?
Oh, so we had. Wait. Oh, you can't. No, you can't
see
it.
The snake.
So we had like two Burmese pythons that were 10 and 12 feet, and lots of boa constrictors. And I will say,
as
I don't
pets?
Know, as pets. I used to take naps with them, so I can understand the snake massage.
Would it feel good?
Because it's really they're really smooth. I would worry about them constricting my face or neck, though.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I've heard stories about that.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So
that is fucking metal.
Isn't that crazy?
That is very metal of her.
I'm like, Candace, you had pet snakes because Kirk couldn't handle the fur.
Naps with boa constrictors.
She was in a metal band. She must have been in a metal band,
right?
that I don't know about.
Yeah, I mean, because she's probably a child when this happened.
Right.
Speaking of bad parenting,
this was a few years ago.
Maybe don't let your child sleep with a boa constrictor.
Does your grandmother walk with a cane?
It's like, how old are you? It was a long time. It was like when I was in my early 20s.
Right. And that's why I love The View, because like the most random stuff comes from The View, because they have to produce a show every day. And they're
and
just like
have
talking
have
about
something
stuff.
To talk about, yeah.
And yeah, so she was back on The View talking about her time on The View. And
well, that's pretty fucking metal, I'm
right?
Say.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, but it's...
She doesn't have any snakes now. Awesome. She has a dog named Brutus. And I was going to bring a clip of Brutus, but that dog hates her. It's very apparent. She'll be like, Brutus, come here. And he'll like stop, turn, and like walk
he'll
away.
Leave. Yeah. He'll do the opposite.
He'll do the exact. She'll be like, sit. And he'll be like, nope, not for you.
He jumps.
Not for you.
Nope.
Oh, boy. Okay. That wraps up the Candace segment. So, Krista, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you. This is awesome. So much fun.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug in the pluggy time of the podcast?
Oh, gosh. No, not really. Enjoy the weather.
Yeah.
Have fun in the sun.
Absolutely.
Love the people you love while you have the chance. That's what I'll say. Mm-hmm. How's that?
That's a great pluggy time.
There you go.
A great plug.
I'm getting plug for life. Like emotional. Oh.
It's like a life plug.
Yeah, that's really nice. Love the people you love. What did you say?
Love the people you love while you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do that, everyone. That's
yes.
really good advice.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Drew, how about you? Tap that.
I can't.
Okay.
Follow me at Drew But With Pants on Instagram. Listen to my band, The Limbos. We're on Spotify and iTunes and all the other things that you can listen to music on.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for checking back in with Lifetime on Court. We watch these movies so you don't have to, but if you do, we'd love to hear from you. You can follow me at Patrick Miguel or the podcast at Lifetime on Court. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Emojis, yes. Poop emoji for Drew. I like all emojis. Do you have an emoji you like, Krista?
I like the laughy face.
Laughy face for Krista. Yeah. Put a laughy face in there and be like, Krista's great.
Yay.
And then laughy face. Mm-hmm. Well, no, don't do that because then it makes it seem like you're making a joke out of it.
Not really.
Maybe laughy face subject and then Krista's great.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
LOL forever. Okay. All right. That's it. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.